When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Friday night, 10:40 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for Mix Minus. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
I was just arranging cameras and things, and and yeah.
I'm doing excellently. Thank you for asking. Are we doing video again this week, or are we not doing video again this week? I thought maybe we were, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's completely fine, Adam.
We are doing video, but I never can figure out how to find the link for anyone. So, normally we start the video way earlier when we're doing our, when we're doing our makeup
it's my
and
fault.
Our nails.
It's my fault. Okay, got it.
And our hair and everything else, we do it at that point.
No, it's fine.
And
it's fine. You know what? And when the link becomes available, I'm sure someone will put it in the chat room. That's just how these things go, Adam.
I'm sure they will. I'm doing it right now. And I want to apologize to anyone who's listening to this audio and thinks that a hurricane is coming or whatever. Because we are having some bad weather here in Arkansas. And
you apparently have a tin roof on your house because it's very loud.
Well, that was a wheeze. Well, I record, I've said this before, but I'll just repeat it for anyone who doesn't know. There's a little jutty out part.
Yes.
On the second
very
floor.
Technical term there, the jutty out part. Yes.
A jutty out point, and it juts out, and it's
as they
literally,
do. Jutty out points often do jut out. Yes.
And there's a window. Are they called bay windows? I don't think so. The bay windows when it kind of circles around, but there's a window.
A dormer.
Or maybe dormer, sure. A winder, as my grandma used to say. Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, I had to go up.
There's a big hurricane coming in through your window right now, for all we know. Or not hurricane, because you're in Arkansas. What do you get? Tornadoes.
We get tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. And a tornado.
Tornado. Well, it'll be fun.
We got to get in the bathtub. Tornado's coming.
If I can't take the sound out of your track, what I'll do is I'll just double down on it and I'll make it sound like we're just broadcasting in the rain. That'll be.
Earlier you said, well, when is it gonna stop? Adam?
But I'm from Florida.
When it stops.
Florida. Rain lasts for minutes in Florida and then it stops. It's one of those things. That's what happens.
Maybe it will, but we're supposed to have bad weather all night. I don't know, but anyway, we'll hope for the best, Daniel. Will hope for the best.
Well, the reason that I wasn't willing to wait out the storm, and I was like, let's just go ahead and record anyway, is because I got my second COVID shot today, Adam.
I wasn't prepared.
I'm sorry. Yesterday. I got my second COVID shot yesterday, and I know... Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know that if there are going to be side effects, they're going to hit within the first 24, 40
I shouldn't play
hours.
Sound effects.
And so I'm a little, it was at 6 o'clock yesterday. So I'm a little like I'm what, 18 hours into it. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure that if I started feeling bad, that we had enough of a show to have something out.
Because we are committed, ladies and gentlemen.
My arm is a little sore, although it's gotten better today. And I had a really bad headache earlier, and I kind of feel like maybe my stomach's a little cranky, but my stomach's always cranky, so that's not a thing. So I don't know. I feel like maybe I escaped getting really bad.
Remind me which one you got again?
I have the Pfizer. Yeah, they got the Pfizer vaccine.
Is your arm more or less sore than it was on your first shot?
Oh, way more sore this time.
Way more.
Yeah, like the first time, it hurt a little bit. Occasionally. And then last night, it was really hurting. like this arm was really hurting. Like not so, throbbing on its own, but like if you, like when I tried to sleep, any kind of pressure on it made it really hurt. It isn't right now. Like right now it's fine. And, but yeah, last night it was very, very painful.
My first shot hurt bad enough. So if the second one hurts worse, anytime I moved my arm, maybe an inch, I'd be like, oh, it's painful. And it lasted about a day and a half. And finally the soreness went away. But,
so just switch to the hand that you don't masturbate with. Switch to that
I
arm.
Did.
Yeah.
No, I did. Yeah, okay, I did my left one.
Yeah, you had to think about it. So when you went to go get it, you're just like, where do you want it? Which arm do you want it? And it's like, well, let me think about it. Okay, well, yeah, this one.
Well, I actually didn't really have to think that much about it. I wasn't really thinking, which hand do I masturbate with? That didn't really cross my mind. But what I thought was, I'm right-handed. Yeah. I do everything with my right hand. And so why would I want my right arm to be sore? I'm going to, I'm writing a novel. I'm doing all these things right now. I've got to have my right hand. Mm-hmm. I do my chopping with my right hand. I do a lot of cooking and masturbation. Sure. But,
masturbate with your right hand. I always masturbate with my left hand because it's more sinister.
Oh, I thought you were going to use that old gem of a joke where you say it feels like someone else is doing or something, some crazy thing like that.
No, I was just making an antiquated left-hand joke. There's two people that laughed at that. Anyway, Adam, that's why we started the show early. I just want to let you know in case if my condition starts to decline, much like the weather in Arkansas, I will let you know and we'll switch over to a best of or something.
It's funny how it picked right when we started to record to really get loud. I mean, like really loud.
Yes.
I don't know what you'll be able to do because this is not some noise removal friendly rain. This is some loud ass rain. But maybe people will enjoy the added, ambiance.
Yeah, the ambiance of it all. Adam, we stream live every Friday night in front of the world's most amazing chat room on pride48.com. Who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Well, we have Donna Sugars. Yes. Oh, that sounded like a horse more than
that was kind of bad.
Wilbur.
Yeah.
We also have TB, who was missing oddly last week. I don't know where he was.
He probably had a life.
Well, I don't know. Has he had his vaccine yet? Because, you shouldn't be having a life without a vaccine.
He could have been watching something on TV. Let's not pretend like we're more entertaining than,
we are.
TV that has a bigger budget.
We have Auntie Scott, who has not started the movie of the week yet.
Yes.
We also have Lamont Cranston, who apparently had his leg chopped off earlier today or something. I don't know. He had some kind of surgery.
It is surgery where they removed his leg. And then put on a bionic leg instead.
He's been complaining about it in the chat room and saying he didn't know if he could take the show on Vicodin or maybe it would make it better. I think anybody, a Vicodin will make Mix Minus much better.
Oh, there you go.
In my opinion. Cyclone, but not least ever. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the last one. Yeah, Cyclone is executive producer. By the way, you can see Cyclone.
Ooh, on episode 8.
Episode 8 of Them.
Yeah, Them.
That is an Amazon Prime original, right?
Yeah. An Amazon Prime movie, new show, the series. Series is an anthology series. It just started this past week, I think.
We don't know which character he is, but it's an 1800 scene, apparently.
Yes.
So when you get to the 1800 scene, have a look out for Cyclone.
Right, exactly. There you go. I kind of don't know if we want to do this somewhat serious topic with rain pouring down.
What does rain have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Are you chickening out? Oh
no, I'm not chickening out. I'm not chickening out. But that was very clever.
That's apropos.
That was very clever, Adam. All right, let's talk about this because something happened this week that you shared with me, and I thought that it was what's the word I'm looking for? I thought it was beyond the pale.
Beyond the pale.
That is beyond the pale, my good sir. Someone who is a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
And I would very much like to continue.
Remain friends.
Yeah, I'd like to remain friends of this person.
With this person, yeah.
But they sent you, now, was this solicited or was
it? It was not sent to me, it was just a post.
Oh, it was just a post.
It was not sent to me. So let me clarify, this was not directed at me.
Oh, see, this completely, sent to me. This completely changes it. I thought that it was like a direct message, like,
No. It was not a direct message. It was just a general post.
Oh, well, that's just hyperbole.
Oh, is it just hyperbole?
I don't know. I would hope so. I would hope so.
Here's
what happened. Someone said, hey, there's a Chick-fil-A opening near us, near me. And if I hear that you say anything good about it, then you're no longer my friend. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to block you and you will no longer be in my life.
Right.
And
yeah.
if a chicken sandwich is more important to you than my friendship.
No, I hate chicken sandwich.
Then I choose not to be your friend.
Yeah.
What really bothered me about it is that I would like to remain friends with that person,
mm-hmm.
but it sounded as if everyone has to change their opinion in order to remain friends with this person.
Right. And the thing that got me was, wait a second. Chick-fil-A is not a person. Chick-fil-A is a company. And companies change and evolve over time. They do so for a lot of different reasons. And yes, the original founder and the dude that owned Chick-fil-A is a crazy right-wing dude, but there are so many crazy right-wing dudes out in the world. If I boycotted every single crazy right-wing dude place, I would not have a great quality of life. So to me, I've always asked people, what exactly did Chick-fil-A do? And they always come back with something nebulous, like, well, they donated to anti-LGBT causes.
Where did they point on the baby doll?
Where the bad
where
man touched
they hurt you.
But no one denies that, right? No one denies that they've donated to anti-LGBT. And the owner, Dan Cathy, has made statements of his own that are very anti-gay, anti-gay marriage. And that was a big thing back at the time because we were trying to get gay marriage passed. But at this point in time, we've passed gay marriage. It's already been passed. So let the crazy old loon have his crazy old whatever. It's like he didn't win. We won. He lost. And now let me just clarify everything here. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A because I don't like their food. So I don't really have a dog in this fight.
And look, I don't want to. I have worn out the Chick-fil-A stuff on every show I've been on. I've been cussed out by someone on a live Pride 48 and told I was a piece of shit. Probably not, but similar words. All of that stuff. But so I don't want to do that again. Like, I don't want to argue the point again. But what hurts my heart, Daniel, is that someone would be so adamant about something that they would say, if you disagree with me on this thing, we cannot be friends.
Yes.
Like, I don't want, because that, so that's, you know, there are many different opinions that many different people.
All right, but before, because someone is going to take this to the extreme. So I'm assuming you don't mean, like, if, like I said earlier, if you wanted to kill short people just because they were short, then yeah, I can probably say, like, you know what, Adam, we probably shouldn't be friends because you think that killing short people indiscriminately is a good thing. So we're not talking about something that everyone agrees is horrible and is actually a harm to society, right?
I'm not talking about something to an extreme, but I am going to say something about myself. I'm a very empathetic person. Mm-hmm. So
thank
even
God,
people
I thought you were
going to
say, I really hate short people and they should die.
No, even people who are in prison for, you know, for maybe even hideous crimes, there's always a part of me that says, well, I wonder what happened to them when they were growing up. I mean, I feel sorry for that person that, man, they must be, their mind must be so crazy, you know, and I feel empathy for these people.
Yeah,
I do. You know, even the craziest people, there's a part of me that feel for everyone. So, I mean, people who are, so no, I don't want to shoot short people, short or whatever people, the case
yes,
may be.
Short people.
But I, yes. but I have a lot of empathy in my life. I have a lot of, I try to see the side of, and just by my very nature, I empathize with loads of people. So it's hard for me to fathom ever writing anyone off completely, because I would want to try to help that person, maybe change their
mind
or something like that.
I think there could be a line. I mean, if somebody punches you in the face every time you meet them, you know, every see them, you certainly have the right to no longer be their friend.
For my own safety.
In fairness, Adam, in fairness, if someone actually did want to unfriend me because I don't think there's a problem with people eating at Chick-fil-A, if somebody wanted to unfriend me because of that, well then, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a free country and it's whatever. It's a big corporation. They have, there are tons of gay people that work for that corporation. So
can I scratch my nose and then be a little even more? Can I get on the couch for a second?
Uh-oh.
I've said this before, but, my whole life, one of the things that I still struggle with to this day.
Yes.
Is that when I was growing up, and, you know, I don't want to sound cliche or like I'm trying to be a psychiatrist or whatever. But what I have always felt about my life is I had my Christian conservative backwoods people that I was around all the time. And I love those people. And I had to, when I was around them, I had to live my life in a box. And there was a whole side of me that I could not share with those people because they wouldn't love me anymore.
Yes.
If I did that. But then I want to say the opposite. When I moved to Dallas and I started being in the gay community and being out as a gay man, some of the opposite of that happened. Well, the flip side of that happened where if I was the Christian side of myself, who had some of those same beliefs that of when I was growing up, I couldn't be that around those people because they would also, you know, want to cut me off. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of me. There's, you know, I have many different sides of myself and I don't like having to be a different me depending on who I'm around. So when I hear someone say, and I still do it. I mean, I still go into that old mode of, you know, oh, I need to be, I'm around these Christian people. I've got to be this, you know, Christian, whatever. And I'm around gay people. I can't talk about God. But it triggers me because it's like, oh, so how, when I was growing up and I was thinking all those things, okay, that must have been true. That's how people are. So I have to be a different person depending on who I'm around if I want them to like me. So when I see things like that, it triggers that.
Adam.
So I know I got way deep.
Yeah, you did.
I got way deep. I'm sorry. But that's the reason.
No. It's perfectly fine. I just wanted to point out to you, I don't think you're sending sound to YouTube.
Oh, am I not?
Because I feel like someone just said there's no sound on the YouTube channel. And then I clicked on it and it should have come through and it didn't. So, yeah.
That's weird. Okay. I'll look at that.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
I was in such a, but anyway, Daniel, that's it. I mean,
you know what?
I feel
different.
Down.
No, but I feel different about it because when you shared it with me, it was a screen grab and I thought it was from a DM. I thought someone specifically reached out to you, Adam Burns, and said, hey, bitch, if you blah, blah, blah. When it's posted in general, then it's kind of more like a shit post, right? It's more kind of like one of those, like, you know, if you vote for Trump, then I'm going to move to Canada, whatever. It's, it can be extreme, but it's not necessarily something that someone's going to follow through on.
I think the audio is good on the YouTube now, but okay. All right. If anybody wants to look at it.
I think Gary Bearden was watching it. So.
So anyway, I still love this person. I just,
yeah, I feel like we're good. I feel
this
like
this person may hate me now.
I hope that this person doesn't hate us.
But I'm not going to change my opinion because I can't live in that box, Daniel.
But
I can't do
if
it.
You are someone that disagrees with us, you know what you could do? You could go over to Podchaser and you could leave a review for this very podcast. And why would you want to do that, you would ask? Well, because for the entire month of April, for every review left for any podcast, not just ours, for any podcast on Podchaser, they are going to donate 25 cents to Meals on Wheels, America's Go Further Fund. Also, on top of that, if we reply to your comment that you leave on our show, they'll double the donation. So it's a good chance for you to help out your favorite podcast. Doesn't have to be us. Podchaser lists all the podcasts that you would want to that you would be listening to. Just go leave a review for each one of them and spend some money, give some money to Meals on Wheels America. I can't talk. I think it's a side effect of the COVID vaccine here, Adam, that I can't talk.
Podchaser always makes me think of other types of chasers.
like a fat chaser and a
chubby
and a,
chaser.
What is it? What is it? Zero chaser? Is that a thing?
I don't.
Someone in the chat room will tell me. The people that are trying to get HIV, they call them, I think, zero chasers, or because they want to zero convert, I think. There's probably someone, it's going to come through here in just a minute. Oh, bug chaser. Well, that was easier. So did you mute your microphone?
I did. I'm sorry. I was responding in the chat room.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I shouldn't do that.
No, that's fine. I wasn't hearing the rain anymore. And so I didn't know if the rain had stopped.
The rain is still coming down.
Adam, I know you watch this show. I know you watch this show, this Young Sheldon.
I do. Yeah. I like it. I think it's a good show. I also enjoyed Big Bang Theory. Yeah,
so on your talking about it, I have started going, I went back to season one of the Big Bang Theory and I've been watching. I've watched Young Sheldon from the beginning. So I'm up to current on the Young Sheldon. Now, have you seen this week's Young Sheldon episode?
Probably not. We watch them in Hulu and I don't pay attention and we haven't watched an episode this week. So okay. I don't think so.
I feel as though this episode was the first one recorded post-COVID. Like I feel like the first half of the season that they've released to us was kind of recorded before we got sent home, lockdown last year, and that this one was recorded after, because if you watch this episode.
Did somebody grow up?
Yes.
A lot?
Oh my God. Ian Armitage has like hit a growth spurt and they're trying to hide it with the makeup. Like
which one is Ian? Is Ian Sheldon?
Yes, Sheldon. Young Sheldon himself. His voice is dropped a little bit and he's much taller and his face is looks different. It's like, oh, he's getting older. Now in real life, he's 12. In real life, well, Ian Armitage is 12 and he's playing a 12-year-old and 12-year-olds do have growth spurts. But I'm just saying, it's like, wow. Yeah. It's just like, they were trying to hide it though. It was like they were shooting everything weirdly, and it's like he had way too much makeup on, and it was crazy.
Huh. I'll have to, Mark will notice immediately, because Mark,
okay,
anytime we watch a show with children in it, it really bugs him that they grow up. Yeah. He's like, they've gotten taller and different. And I'm like, yes, Mark, that happens.
I mean, it usually happens between seasons,
right? Children grow up, you know?
It usually happens between seasons like that. I'm waiting anxiously for the last season of Lost in Space, because I'm sure that Will Robinson is now going to be like 8 feet tall. So it's like it's taken so long for them to make this third season.
I actually found the older brother went from being young looking to, I feel like he's hot now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm like, he went from like young to hot.
Yeah. When watching Young Sheldon from episode one, they were very young. I mean, they're the same age as the characters that they're playing. But it's funny because in season one of The Big Bang Theory, he talks about, you know, there's a cameo from his mom and from his sister in season one of The Big Bang Theory. Now, obviously, that was recorded years before Young Sheldon. And it was kind of funny that they were matching, like I would say that the actress that they portray, you know, that is portraying Sheldon's mom in Young Sheldon is doing a Laurie Metcalf impersonation. Like she looks a little like Laurie Metcalf, but she's doing a Laurie Metcalf impersonation because that's who plays his mom in The Big Bang Theory.
You probably haven't watched Scandal.
No. I don't know why I said that so judgmentally, but
I don't see you as a Shonda Rhimes devotee, but
I think I tried Scandal. To watch it. Was Scandal the one where she has like this rooftop law firm that has a greenhouse and a high tech stuff? Yeah, I couldn't buy it. It's like as soon as it was like, hey, we're going back to the home base and here we are in this penthouse apartment, which is actually just a rundown greenhouse with a cool elevator and like, it's like, oh, okay, no. No, I'm not in for this.
So, okay. Well, on that show, the woman who plays the mom on Young Sheldon plays some like really mean, horrible assassin woman.
Oh.
Like, and it's such a juxtaposition of, and she does such a good job, I feel like, playing both of those characters, but they're so completely different that when we first started watching Young Sheldon, I think we had just, you know, wrapped up Scandal. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh my God, like, this is so different for her. But anyway, she played a bad bitch in Scandal.
Bad bitch.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, remember when Starbuck tried to play the Bionic Woman and it sucked?
Yeah. I was really excited about that, though, because I really like the Bionic Woman and the Million Dollar Man.
I liked them, I think, when I was a kid. Have you watched them as an adult?
I don't think so.
You should take the time to go and watch an episode of the Million Dollar Man.
I prefer to have good memories of things.
I don't think it'll ruin.
I don't
think it'll ruin your childhood or anything. But
most of the cartoons I enjoyed when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Are not really good now when I go back. Yeah. I know some people, when they become an adult, they still love cartoons. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people.
Do you have Peacock?
It's free.
There is a paid part of it. But yeah, I believe $6 Million Man is on Peacock.
Oh.
So just go check out just an episode. Just a random episode of the $6 Million Man. It's pretty bad.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
I liked the little noise they used when he would run and it'd be
yeah,
or whatever.
It was like genius. They instead of making him go really fast, they just slowed it down.
Well, it's interesting because that's kind of what they did in the Zack Snyder. I don't know if you've seen the Zack Snyder. Oh, no, you don't. You hate DC. The Zack Snyder.
It's catching. Oh, my God. It's contagious.
The Zack Snyder.
Yes.
What is it? Avenger? No, not Justice, Avengers. That's
Justice
Marvel.
League.
Justice League. Yeah. The first scene where you see the Flash, instead of speeding him up, they slow everything down, and it's like,
yeah, but I feel like they did that in X Men. They did that in X Men with the Quicksilver.
Probably.
Remember, he ran through the room and like was moving the bullets slightly
around. Yeah, moving the bullets. Yeah. And then,
aim the arms towards the hand.
It's kind of like a cop out sort of thing. It's like, oh, we don't really want to pay to speed it up. And we want to be artsy.
Like I didn't feel like
at
that.
At the same time.
I didn't feel like that was.
All right. Well, I'll go back and watch it. Yeah. No, I'll let you know if Mark notices young Sheldon growing up magically overnight.
We didn't have any phone calls this week, did we?
No, we did not.
Didn't have any emails, no phone calls.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I feel like we should do like a Gene Scott, like a Dr. Gene Scott. We should just, we're not going to do any more show until you get on the phones. Until you get on the phones and call us, we're not going to do another show. We're not going to do any more show until you get in calls.
You know what radio shows do when they don't get the phone calls they want and stuff. They just have cast members on the show change their voice or whatever and play a character. So we could just have characters that we make up and call in every week and we could be different characters.
I had not thought of that. Now I feel that I'm going to do that.
We could write bits. Whole skits.
Gonna do that. We're going to have a whole new cast of callers coming in soon.
If only we knew a voiceover artist that could actually...
I'm Donna Sugars. Oh.
Do a different voice every week. We could write characters for the voice actor and pay him a little tuppence.
Tuppence?
Have him call in.
Pittance? Tuppence?
What is it?
Pittance? I think a tuppence is a coin. A tuppence. It stands for a two.
I don't know. A two pence. Whatever.
A two pence.
I thought you were reaching over to hit a bumper and you were reaching over to get your drink.
So I was. I just feel like it's really early in the show for me to go into the news quiz. So I'm just trying to think what the hell I'm supposed to do.
Well, there's no time limit on this show, or it doesn't have to be
You are absolutely correct.
Length.
News quiz. It's the news quiz. It's the news game, right? Don't I say news game?
I think you do, but we've had conversations about this.
News news game. It's news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask? It is the Mix Midas news game. This is a segment of the show where Adam will read me questions from the New York Times news quiz. And I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are multiple choice questions. I will try to answer them without using the choices. But, of course, if I get stuck, I will ask for them. Adam, you know, people can play along if they would like to by going over to nytimes.com, searching for news quiz, and you will find it there each and every Friday. 11 questions. Adam's going to choose about 5 of them to ask me. Adam, what is question number 1 this evening?
Among countries with at least 30 million residents,
yes,
which two have dispensed the greatest numbers of vaccine shots per capita so far, with each having given more than 50 shots for every 100 residents? So I have a list of countries here.
All right, go.
And you got to give me two.
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 All right, we have Canada.
No, they're doing badly. They're doing really badly.
We have Germany.
They're also doing badly.
We have Japan.
I don't know.
It's just getting worse. I feel like I need to go get in the bathtub. We have Russia.
Yes.
We have Britain. And we have the United States. The United States.
Adam, I think it's us and the UK. I think it's Britain and the United States.
Well, let's look, Daniel. Both of us will find out at the same time. I'm not on the correct soundboard. Oh, no. Give me 1 second. Nope, not that one.
This one. Oh,
that is correct, yay. Daniel.
Correct.
All right. So many soundboards. Which U.S. state has seen the sharpest rise in coronavirus cases in the past few weeks?
I know this because it starts off every goddamn morning on the Today Show where they talk about Michigan and how the cases are rising in Michigan faster than anywhere else in the country. It is Michigan, Adam.
Correct. That is correct. Michigan is in the throes of a coronavirus outbreak. New cases in the state have increased by 89%.
Wow. That's a lot.
And hospitalizations have increased by 124% over the past 2 weeks.
That is, it's probably in the water.
I said that way too peppily. I'm not even sure that peppily is a word. But
and they all died.
And they all died.
Back
Daniel,
to you, Bob.
All right, traffic and weather on the nines. Which movie has made the most money in the United States theaters during the pandemic?
Well, it was either, all right, so I know the one that just came out, Kong versus your mother, something, Kong versus Godzilla, is that, it's also on
that
HBO.
That is a movie that was released recently.
I know that I heard on Cord Killers the other day that it made like, 58 million, and that was the most. But then I can't remember because I think at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a movie that came out. What? All right, I'm gonna go for one of my lifelines here. What are the choices that I have to choose from?
I mean, that's fine. Black Widow, versus Kong.
Right. Black Widow has not come out yet. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hillbilly Elegy.
No.
I hear someone poops in a bucket on that one or something. Tenet.
You know, we've been locked up all year long, and what do we decide to risk our health to go and see? Someone poop in a bucket. That's what we like to do. Yeah.
Or Wonder Woman 1984.
All right, so Wonder Woman 1984, I know, was released on HBO Max. I don't think it actually even made it to the theaters, right? So I'm going to go with King Kong, you know, Kong versus Godzilla.
That is correct. Yay. Godzilla vs. Kong took in about $48.5 million in U.S. theaters after its release last week. That was the strongest box office performance of the pandemic by far. It's a sign that Americans are eager to return to theaters.
Is it? Is it, though?
And you know what? After that, Warner Media, they had made a statement that all of their movies this year were going to be released simultaneously on HBO Max.
Yes.
They have now backtracked on that.
Oh.
And said that they're going to have a 45-day window because they want to rake in the money, Daniel. They want to release them in theaters.
If I could just pay Disney $30 for every new movie and just watch it in my house and never have to go to a theater with a bunch of fucking morons, I would do that.
The CW recently rebooted the 1970s TV show Kung Fu. I used to love that show.
Kung Fu?
You know, it kind of mars it that he accidentally killed himself because he was masturbating while hanging himself. Whatever that's called. I don't know. It just kind of...
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
It kind of ruins the mood. Oh, yeah. He was real. I don't know if you ever watched Kung Fu, but he was like really peaceful. And he would go into towns and he would be all peaceful and stuff. And then
somebody would be doing something
and he'd be like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to beat you, you know, beat the shit out of you. And then he would be like, what, you know, or whatever. And
I watched like pieces of it before. That was the one where it was like, Grasshopper, if you can take this grain of rice from my hand, that one, right?
I don't know. Like, he's a white guy. I don't think he had an Asian accent.
Okay. Well, what's the question? Okay,
They rebooted the 1970s TV show Kung Fu, which helped introduce many Western audiences to martial arts. Which of these actors played the lead role of a half-Chinese Shaolin monk in the original version?
Carradine.
That's correct. David Carradine. It's
David. Oh, yeah. See, I thought it was Keith Carradine. Didn't Keith Carradine play it after David killed himself? Was that what happened?
No, I think the show was long over by the time he killed himself. He was a much older man when he didn't kill himself on purpose. It was an accident.
Oh, that's Keith Carradine. I never knew that.
David Carradine, not Keith Carradine.
No. I get that. The person who I thought was Keith Carradine is actually David Carradine. Carradine. And the person that is Keith Carradine, I've seen him in a lot of things, but I never knew that that was his name. Like, he's a character actor that I've seen in a lot of movies. He was in Dexter. He was the, you know, Dexter's father in Dexter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Keith Carradine. I didn't know that. But David Carradine is who I was thinking of. I mean,
must be his dad. Is that what you just said?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is number five. New York City.
New York City.
Formally designated the square formed by the intersection of Broadway and 7th Avenue as Times Square.
Yes.
After the New York Times. Huh. And I'm reading this on nytimes.com. 117 years ago this week.
Yes.
What was the square's previous name?
Out of Times Square.
No. Is that your final answer, Daniel?
What are my choices? I have no idea what
you're calling. You have Ball Drop Plaza. You have Herald Square.
There is a Herald Square, so that can't be Herald Square.
You have Long Acre Square. You have Pine Meadow Square.
Yeah.
Or you have Short Mile Square.
I have no idea. Our executive producer is saying short is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing Short Acre. Or Short Mile. Short.
Well, you both got it wrong. That is incorrect. It was Long Acre Square, named after a part of London. The new name was chosen. The Times wrote in 1904.
I think you're just confused, Adam, because you see, a long acre is just another word for a short mile. So we were right. We just... You were using the British pronunciation.
Doesn't count. The new name was chosen because the building which the Times has under construction is the most conspicuous edifice in that part of the city.
Those are a lot of words that you just read there.
They are.
Yeah.
That was. Now give me a second. I got to pull out a card.
Oh, okay. You got to pull out a five. Well, you know, you don't have too much time, Adam, because let's throw 60 seconds up on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What single structure could be bombed to drown most of Egypt's population?
The Great Pyramid.
The Aswan Dam. What Muppet's accent was born when Carol Spiney or Spinney was asked by a cantankerous New York cabbie, where to, Mac?
Oscar the Grouch.
That is correct. What organization did Jordan cede its West Bank claim to in 1988?
Sears. I don't know.
The Palestinian Liberation Organization.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
What type of egg will yield 11 and one half average size omelets?
An ostrich egg.
That is correct. What city saw the birth of a mustard launched by Gray and Poupon in 1777?
Boston.
Dijon. What do you call the stick you use to push a shuffleboard disc? You had time. You didn't even try.
What was it? What was the question?
What do you call the stick you use to push a shuffleboard disc?
We always call them sticks. It's called a puck that you put. I don't know.
It's a cue.
A cue. That sounds more like a.
By the way, do you know that the next season of Picard
is going to feature shuffleboarding?
Is going to feature cue.
Oh, I thought perhaps they were going to feature shuffleboarding. That was going to be a whole new. Let's watch as Admiral Picard retires and plays shuffleboard on his new ship with Seven of Nine.
They're bringing Q back.
Fun for the whole family as Captain Picard plays shuffleboard on the Enterprise tonight at the Love Boat. I got 2 out of 6, but you know what, Adam? I got 4 out of 5 on the news quiz, which means that really, when you get right down to it, I got 6 out of 5, which is well over 100%. And
6 out of 5 or 6 out of 11?
Oh, well, I don't count the ones I missed. So I guess 6 out of 5, because I just count the main ones. Anyway, Adam, thank you so much. We'll do another news quiz next week. That was a little short. I need a bigger goddamn timer.
Maybe you need
timer.
To take that into GarageBand and shorten it a little bit.
You know what it is? I just can't see the countdown because it's on the mixer and it's a very small countdown. And so I can't see. This has been a recurring problem, Adam.
It's not that small. What are you, a size queen or something?
Adam, I wear glasses, but look at when you play a clip, the sound, the timer for it is in the very top corner of the display. It's not full. Like I can't make.
Oh, that's true. Next to the little next to the quarter notes. The
that's
eighth
right.
Notes,
so maybe
is what I meant.
Maybe you shouldn't be so.
But I can still see that. I look at that number when I'm recording Geeky Gay to make sure I don't run out of time.
Maybe you shouldn't be
because
so.
Because I cannot loop the music. I have to finish with that one. What do you think about background music in podcasts, Daniel? What do you think about that? Do you have an opinion?
Well, you know, I made one, right? I mean, I made a background music for the segment that we're about to do. So in general, I guess I'm.
But I mean, what about like the entire show has a background track behind it?
No.
You don't like that?
No, I do not.
Because I think that can be done effectively and also prevent you from having weird noise in the background, like air conditioning and stuff like that. I mean, you can use noise removal, but
years ago, there was a podcast called Archer Radio, and that's what he would do in order to cover up his background noise is he would play music during the whole show. And I found it so distracting. I think I even voiced that on an Archer Gangbang once, how distracting I found it, because suddenly I find myself listening to the song instead of listening to what they're saying. And so,
play elevator music, you know, just not something that you'd really want to listen to on its own. Just, you know, jazzy Kenny G, for instance, you know, some Kenny G in the background.
I got to find the, you remember that music that I just talked about 2 seconds ago?
Yeah, but
No, we're going to do the thing as soon as I find the other thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. We're going to do the thing as soon as we find the other thing. And then
I don't know where that damn song is. Where did I put that song?
So Cyclone in the chat room says it seems like an attempt to cover the cries and screams of the prisoners. But I want to know, Cyclone, first of all, a little quiet little jazzy song under you when you're talking would not mask cries and screams, first of all. Cries and screams, they're loud. But then also, why would a podcaster have prisoners? That doesn't make sense at all. I'm thinking maybe mafia people, drug smuggler, or like, you know, human traffickers. But it's not like you tuned in and you're just like, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Human Trafficking Podcast. I'm your host. What would a human trafficker's name be?
Paul Bearer.
I'm your host, Billy.
And, Billy the body trafficker. Adam, each and every week, our executive producer, Cyclone, sends us an enormous pile of information that is tediously researched and put together, all about things that happened on this day in some year. And today it's for April 9th. This is from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. Today, Adam, is National Name Yourself Day.
I actually want to change my name, so today would have been a good day for me to go down.
What would you like to be known as for the rest of the day?
Adam.
Okay, great. For the next 34 minutes until the day is over, I will call you Adam. It's also National Unicorn Day, just in case.
I knew that because I saw a post on Twitter or somewhere where someone had made those funfetti cake things, but they were in the shape of unicorns. And they said, Happy Unicorn Day, everyone. So I knew that, actually.
Huh. Did you know, here's five facts about unicorns that you might not know. Number one, he who cannot be named in the Philosopher's Stone is made to drink unicorn blood to stay alive.
Yes.
Number two, a gold unicorn at the ball. Bullet star Rainier.
Ballet star.
Ballet star, are you reading this? Rainer Krenzetter dressed up as a unicorn at the Life Ball in Vienna, Austria.
I did not know that, but it would have been more interesting if it was a bullet star, because I don't know what that is, but it is a ballet star. So,
number three, In Warsaw's National Museum, there's a statue of the Virgin Mary holding a unicorn on her lap.
Nope, no idea. I've never been to Warsaw, so that's...
Maybe, you know. Here's a thought, maybe... It wasn't a horn. Maybe it was its penis. Maybe that's how she got pregnant. Number four, the word unicorn comes from the Latin word unus, meaning one, and cornu, meaning horn.
So is that where one of the names of Auntie Vera's little doggy children came from? Is unus meaning one?
Meaning one. That's why Eunice was so upset when Howard came along, because she thought she was the one. And finally, Adam, legend says a unicorn may pierce the heart of a lyre with its horn.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I wonder if lyre, like the instrument.
The instrument? No. Yeah. Well, that's spelled differently, so they probably don't.
On this day in 1984, the Department of Public Health closes the city's bathhouse in the belief that they contribute to the spread of AIDS. The decision comes after a heated, divisive debate between gay men who believe that the baths can be used as a forum for safe sex education and those who see them as contributing to the spread of the epidemic. Did I not say San Francisco?
I think you did. It says safer sex education.
I love how you're reading the same thing I am, and instead of adding to it, you're just picking over the things that I read.
So here's my opinion of that. There was probably... if that happened today...
Yes.
I would say, do not close the baths. But back then, they didn't have enough information, and they were trying to do anything they could to slow the spread, because it was like this major thing. Now we know what causes it. We know how to prevent it, all that kind of stuff. So I think it would be different today if that were to happen, and it would be very discriminatory.
I feel like,
whereas back then it was probably less. So.
Yeah, I feel like, in fairness, by 1984, we were well aware of how AIDS was transmitted. And that was their point was, hey, we can hand out condoms at bathhouses and like make it socially unacceptable for people to not use them. Like, we can help end this, but if you send us back to like hooking up in the back alleys and stuff like that, then there's nobody there handing out condoms. So that was the argument, I believe, at the time.
I'm gonna start that would be a good pastime, a good hobby. Go hand out condoms
at a bathhouse
in parks and no in parks oh. and back alleys.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Just
special Disney-related news for April 9th. In 1961, at Disneyland, Walt Disney himself dedicated the Snow White Wishing Well and Grotto.
Is that in, I don't know anything about Disneyland.
It's
Daniel.
next to that playhouse that they like to call a castle. It's right out in front of that. It's like,
I'm a Disney World person.
The grotto runs the risk of dwarfing the castle is what I want to say. So just thought I'd let you know. Okay. In 2009, Disney World.
It is a small castle. I have been there.
Yes.
And it is a very, you think. What did they, is that like a Mattel, my first castle or something?
I think the thing that makes it worse, the thing that makes it worse is Disneyland is 75 years old-ish. And the trees in Disneyland are 75 years old and they have now grown to dwarf the castle. It's like, I feel like the trees are just way bigger than the castle. And
my house is bigger than that castle.
Well, yeah.
At Disneyland.
But I mean, that's not hard to do. It's basically a hallway. It's a hallway between the hub and Fantasyland. So
it is. I don't want to disparage Disneyland.
Donna Sugar's in the chat room is saying that Floridians are all size queens. Okay. And your point? Anyway.
I'm not a Floridian, though. I just want to call out. I'm an Arkansan.
In 2009, Disney World continued to test the new characters in flight balloon attraction. At Downtown Disney, located next to the bridge in the Western, it'll be able to float some 400. Yeah, that is there. That balloon is still there at Disney Springs, and you can take it up. You can see 10 miles in all directions.
Also, that's very interesting. Also, I just wanted to call out that Simone in this season of Drag Race,
yes,
is from Arkansas.
Do you have a flag factory in Arkansas?
A flag factory? I should get that, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
On April 9th in 1959, NASA introduced America to the very first astronauts. Now, without looking, can you name one of the original astronauts?
What was Buzz Aldrin?
Mercury. So this has been Project Mercury.
Tom Smellington. I don't know.
Buzz Aldrin? Did you say no? Buzz Aldrin is not.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong was not. He was an Apollo astronaut. The original Mercury astronauts were Gus Grissom, Walter Schirra, Alan Shepard, Donald Slayton, and Gordon Cooper, and Scott Coppinger, and John Glenn. God, I can't talk.
Oh, Cyclone says Tom Bergeron.
Yes, Tom Bergeron one of the seven Mercury astronauts. Are you watching that show on Apple that I keep telling you is really great?
No, we watched a few episodes and we didn't enjoy it. I don't know why this always happens when you recommend something.
In 1962, Rita Moreno became the first Hispanic woman to win an Oscar.
Oh, wow. She's, I know her. I mean, not
she was on The Electric Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was also you guys. She was that guy.
She's in One Day at a Time right now. I don't know if it's been canceled. It was canceled so many times. First it was on Netflix, then it went somewhere else, and then it went to some other station that no one has. It was a good show, though. I liked it.
On April 9th, 2005, Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles wed 8 years after Princess Diana's death. Exciting, huh? Did you hear the news today that
poor Diana? Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, that guy that none of us can think of his name. Philip. Is it Philip?
Philip. Yeah.
Is it Prince Philip?
I think it was
Prince Philip. I think
Philip. Philip Edward the Second. I don't know. I think it was Philip. John. Yeah, probably Philip. He was 99. So I mean, you know, I'm sad.
Yeah.
For him.
But not so queen. Sad that you would.
Well, you know, 99's over. Now, if Betty White dies, she's 99 as well.
That's a national tragedy there.
Yeah, I heard about that, though. It was on Good Morning America this morning.
You watch Good Morning America? I watched the Today Show.
No, we are a Good Morning America household in this house. And in fact, my entire life, I've only ever watched Good Morning America. Even when I was little. ABC was our station. That's what we watched. And back then it was, what's his name and what's her name? Joan London and Peter Dow. I don't know. The other guy.
Charlie Charles. Yeah. Good old Charlie Charles. He was He was one of the guys.
It was Joan London, and I can't remember the guy's name. It was Charlie something, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
And finally, Adam, before we move on to the movies and the birthdays, I just wanted to say that on the cover of the Weekly World News 25 years ago, the Dead Sea... Jesus, fuck me. The Dead Sea Scrolls reveal the future. Blockbuster...
Folks, we're sorry. The COVID vaccine is kicking in.
It's making my tongue too big for my mouth. Blockbuster predictions include the economic boom of 1996. Jesus Christ returns to Earth this fall. And the exact date that the world will end.
Coming this fall to a planet near you.
Coming this fall, that darn Jesus. He heals the sick, he feeds the poor, but he can't pay his rent on time. It's that darn Elvis on ABC. I don't know if you know about this, Adam, but there's a weird place out in New Mexico. People call it the Devil's Triangle in the desert, where 17 people vanished without a trace. On this
road. Is that like
road,
the Bermuda Triangle, but it's the desert version of that?
A Chicago family's disappearance on New Mexico highway stuns cops.
Now, I was not aware of that, Daniel, but I did work with a girl named Robin, who is from Roswell, New Mexico. I think she's an alien.
Could be. And finally, Adam, historians reveal that Napoleon invented the whoopee cushion. Turns out that the military genius was also a practical joker. So there you go, Adam. That's the from the Mixed Minus Research Center. We have a couple of other things that I need
to
get
like
to. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Daniel, but I would like to call out a comment in the chat room. Cyclone says, now we appreciate Donna Sugars with 2 minutes of news. I would like to point out that Cyclone provides us with that news. So we're going to read whatever you send us, Cyclone. If you want it to be 2 minutes...
I can put the timer
you need
up.
You need to send us 2 minutes worth of material.
I can put this up. All right, Adam, there was a number one movie on April 9th of some year, had the following song in it. It's not the theme song, but it's a song from the movie. Adam, name the movie that this is a song from. 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is a very special feature of this very special show. From Belgium, we are going to bring you the voice of a very dedicated young woman.
Well, that's...
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here the singer.
Oh, well, I...
Yeah, I was trying to cut that out here. I think you know now.
Dominique, Nika, Nika, I will tell of Dominique, his goodness to a plain.
And the I money pit. The song no, I I'm just kidding. It's not. It's the Singing Nun, Daniel.
It is, in fact, the Singing Nun. Yes. Can you tell me who the Singing Nun is? And when I sing the chorus,
all the world will sing along. Why do I want to say Sally Field? I don't think that's correct.
No, she was the flying nun. It turns out. No, the Singing Nun was Debbie Reynolds, Adam.
If I said
Debbie
this.
Reynolds.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck was that?
I was trying to do something and I failed. Forget it.
What is that the music to? That sounds so familiar.
Oh, it's just a timer that I think we use sometimes.
Oh, that's right. I sent it to you. Oh, okay. I remember what it was. Okay, now it's right. So, yeah. I really, really should put these on buttons. But Adam, I keep saying your name too much. That's what it is. We would like to say a very, very happy birthday. I had to find the page to Lil Nas X, who turned 22 years old. Have you seen his new video that the stripper
pulled
to hell?
I've seen bits and pieces, but not the whole thing.
Jackie Ivanko turned 21. Elle Fanning, 23. Kristen Stewart turned 31. Jesse McCartney turned 34. And Keisha Knight Pulliam, 42. Little Rudy from The Cosby Show, 42 years old.
I know her. I mean, not in person, but...
Let's see, who else do I recognize on this whole list? Cynthia Nixon turned 55, Mark Jacobs turned 58, Joe Scarborough turned 58, and Dennis Quaid turned 67. Someone who died was, of course, Hugh Hefner, who also had his birthday on this day. So
Apparently, the Playboy Mansion really went downhill as Hugh Hefner got older.
Yeah, it did.
Well, it took a lot of work.
Well, it's because his eyesight got worse, and so he, you know, he wasn't paying attention to. Let me tell you, as someone who's cleaning out a house that someone's lived in, you know, for that long, it's not always great. Adam, also, I left this off here, but the April 9th, Michael Learned turned 82. Michael Learned, you know who Michael Learned is?
The name sounds familiar, but is there a picture? Oh, I will
play a sound clip. You tell me who it is.
It's not a he. It's a she.
Sleep.
Night, everybody.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, children.
Good night.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.
Go to sleep.
Well, that's the end of the Waltons.
Yes.
I
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Michael Learned was mother.
She's the mom.
Yeah, she was the mom. I believe she was on Emergency. She was a character actor in the 70s. She did a lot of things before the Waltons. And after the Waltons, too. I seem to recall her being on several movie of the weeks.
Yeah. I didn't, I did not watch the Waltons.
I also didn't
watch the Beverly Hillbillies.
I feel like my brother
or someone in the house may have enjoyed the Beverly Hillbillies. I liked the Munsters.
I have a cute story about the Munsters.
And yes. I Dream of Jeannie. Mm-hmm. Do you see a theme here?
I do. I do.
They're all the fantasy based. Mm-hmm.
I watched most of those. I watched, but I also watched the Waltons, and because as a kid I didn't get to choose what was on the TV. I just had to watch what was on the TV. When you're the youngest child, you don't get the rights to turn the TV channel because, you know, back in the 30s, we only had one TV, Adam. So
yeah, you couldn't go to, you know, my dad bought me a portable black and white television, mm-hmm, when I was nine.
Right.
8 or 9 years old.
That's crazy.
And it had an antenna.
Yeah.
Attached to it.
When I was 9, they didn't have portable TVs. Anyway, Adam, let's wrap this up here. What do you tell me about this? You were pegged? You were bothered?
Yeah, I know.
Pestered. I'm trying to say the word pestered and it's coming out pegged. You were pegged by someone.
I think there's another, pegging is something
else.
It is something else entirely,
but talk about soliciting. So yeah, you were pestered by a solicitor, Adam. What happened?
I know I've talked about this before, Dad, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because Mark was perplexed. Not perplexed is the wrong word. He was shocked.
Shocked, I tell you.
So, you know, we've always talked about, I've talked about several times that I feel, what's the word for it? My home is my shelter. It's my solitude. It's my place that I go to be away from all of that.
Mm-hmm. You're alone.
And I really hate when people come to my door, ring my doorbell,
I hate it.
I wish I had a gate. That would be so wonderful. If I lived in a mansion with a gate, that would be fantastic.
Do you not have a fence in your front yard?
No, the backyard is fenced. The front yard, you just walk up to the door. Anyway, so.
Do you have a sign on your door that says no solicitors?
Well, no, I do not, but I'm thinking about ordering one.
I don't know if you can afford that $6 for that sign.
But I want to get one that's nice looking, though, that looks like a plaque or something like you'd see on a hotel. You know, not one of those plastic, cheap looking.
Yeah, you should just order some nice wood. Beware. And I think there's a YouTube video over on the Craft Castle that you
can
watch.
Beware of the dog, that sort of thing. Yeah. They're orange. So, maybe he would just make me one.
Oh, Baron Frosty? You know, it's no longer the Craft Castle. Now it's like Seventh Signal or Seventh Sun or something like that.
Well, he could still make me a craft.
He could. He can make you a tarot card.
So
that says no solicitors. It's the zero of solicitors.
Or, you know, Ricky Burton could make me. He actually makes greeting cards. I feel like
we're on to something here, Adam. I think when the solicitors show up, you should offer to read their tarot cards. And as you place them down, it's like, we have the zero of solicitors. This means that you should leave.
So, not peasant. So, I want to clear something up.
Yeah.
Because TB in the chat room says, the peasants. Mm-hmm. And he puts a picture of Mariah Carey, which is actually fitting because I'm a fan of Mariah Carey. But anyway, regardless, I don't know if TB knew that about me, but I'm a Mariah Carey fan.
If Mariah Carey showed up at your door, would you be angry that she stepped across your yard and knocked on the door?
Actually, yes, because I need advance warning before people show up. But what I would say is the rest of my story is.
Yes.
I don't like it when people come up, and it's not because I think they're lower. It doesn't matter who it is. The president could be at the door. I would be pissed off because I want to relax at home, but especially someone who's trying to sell me something. I don't like to buy cars. I don't like to go to furniture stores because they walk up to you and bombard you with questions and like follow you around and shit. I don't like it. And so, we had Girl Scouts come up, and luckily Mark answered the door because that would have stressed me out as well, because I'm also on a diet and he bought cookies from them. But anyway, this guy comes up to the door I'm eating my lunch. I'd had 8 meetings in a row or something. And I have to pick up Sydney because she's going to run out in the yard, and I answer the door. Because our door, you can see that there are people in the living room from our door. It's not clear. It's obfuscated. It's blurry. It's frosted.
Yeah.
But you can still tell there are people in there. So we can't hide.
Why do you need to hide? It's your house. Have you tried using these two words? Go away.
No. So anyway, I answered the door, but I had to pick Sydney up, and I go, and he's wearing a true green baseball cap.
Yeah.
Which is a lawn service.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he heard your scathing review of them on one of your podcasts.
Well, no, it's not our lawn service. It's a different lawn service. We have Ace of Blades.
Maybe he heard your scathing review of Ace of Blades and he was there to help.
Maybe. So anyway, Ace of Blades had literally, and I'm not even joking.
Not even joking.
Been here 3 hours earlier to do a treatment in our yard.
Not 3 hours prior.
So I answered the door, and I did not get, because normally what you'll do is you'll fall into that trap of starting to argue with them, of saying, well, I've already got a blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, oh, but we're much cheaper. Let me show you. And then you're like, no, I'm not. Oh, are you sure? And, you know, they'll have an answer for everything you say. So before he even talked, I opened the door. I said, hello. I said, I see that you're with True Green. We already have a lawn service and they were just here today. We're in a contract and I really don't have time to talk. Thank you. And I closed the door.
Yes.
I thought I was perfectly nice. Mark said, oh my God, you were so rude to that guy. You didn't even give him a chance to talk. And I said, no, you cannot give them a chance to speak. That's where they get you.
That's how they get you.
So that is now how Mark thinks that I'm being completely rude, but I'm just like, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't want people to come up to my house and bother me. I said it politely. I said, thank you. I said, I don't really have time today and we've already got a contract with another company. Have a nice day. And I closed the door. I didn't want to give him time to say anything.
Okay.
Well, so how do you handle it? How do you handle it when people come to your door?
I don't open. Actually, our window next to our door is not frosted. It's clear. I'll like walk and look out the window and see who they are. And I'll just shake my head no and walk away.
Oh, okay.
So it's like.
Well, normally what I do if I'm not close to the door or I'm in a different room is I will let Mark answer the door. But poor Mark, he will talk to them for 10 minutes.
That's probably why he bought those cookies. He brought the cookies so that he could offer them to the other solicitors that came up to their door, to your door.
You cannot give them an inch. They will take 10 minutes. They'll just keep talking.
I don't think your measurements lined up there. If you give them an inch, they'll take 10 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So exactly. Now we've got time and measurements. And it's weird, Adam. It's just like a whole stupid thing there. I don't know how to use this mixer anymore. Maybe I should download the beta.
You need the beta 2.1.2b or something,
I wonder if Archer got the beta software for this mixer.
Probably not, because Archer's not very technical. So he's probably like, what's a beta?
That was such a rapid transition to that topic there that some people might think that I just like edited that some weird thing out. I didn't. I just abruptly changed topics just because I'm
but
like,
I did
okay.
get this thing. If I go, Daniel, I'm sick of these, you know, these solicitors. They're such a. I can't do that.
I love how you really? Don't say that. You can just go ahead and say the word while you push the button.
But what if I don't push the button at the right time?
Oh my God, you might say the word shit.
Daniel, those stupid solicitors that come up in my house. And
our email is contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can leave us a voicemail by going to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. We like that contact theme. We'd like to play it. So give us a call. Please? Please? See you next week.
I'm sick of these people.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.